This is Matt Rice with the Market Line Report for February 23rd. The U.S. grain markets are at South America's mercy currently as their harvest is in full swing as their numbers control the market. Here's Virginia McCathy from the floor of the CME in Chicago to share more on the grain market.
The traders are really thinking that the sowing trends are going to be coming out, and what they really expect is that the wheat is going to be reduced, those wheat acres are going to be reduced, and there's going to be a big shift from corn to soybeans. Now, it could be anywhere between 2 and 6 million acres, so that's quite a bit. You know, we're not exactly sure how far that's going to go, and so traders are starting to prepare their accounts.
Starting with those Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day down 5 1/4 at 470 1/2. Chicago July corn prices were up 1 3/4 to finish the day at 385 1/4. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop were up 12 to 4 3/4, ranging from 479 to 484 1/2. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for May were up 5 3/4, ranging from 551 1/4 to 556 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were up 3, ranging from 652 1/4 to 682 1/4. June live cattle finished the day at 47.5 cents at 106.30. May feeder cattle were up 27.5 cents on the day at 124.50. March class 3 milk was down 19 cents at 16.83. Thanks for tuning into the Market Line Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.